This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
As I told you, one of the great shows this fall, this late summer into fall, and hopefully you're watching every Monday evening, is Bally Sports Under the Lights. One of the co-hosts is Anna Logan, and doing an awesome job, and she's kind enough to join us this evening. Anna, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate you joining us on this busy Monday night.
Larry, of course. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be on here. Thank you so much for having me. What an intro. I'm so excited to be on here. You know, we have you on the set in Fort Lauderdale, and you've just been such a joy to get to know. So thanks for having me
here. Anytime. Talk about you. I mean, how you got started in, you know, in the industry. I know that you have been a sports anchor before. You've done a lot of that. Talk about you, and then we'll talk a little bit about Under the Lights.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I grew up in Boulder, Colorado. So what's interesting about that, though, is I was actually born in Tampa, Florida. So I have some roots here in Florida. And yeah, so I grew up there just watching football with my dad. I mean, Sundays and Mondays were definitely sacred in my household with him. And it was kind of great. I've always been really into sports. So never got around to playing softball or volleyball. I will say those are the two sports I kind of avoided. But basketball, swimming, soccer, gymnastics, kind of did it all, like I said, minus volleyball and softball, but just kind of grew up like a YMCA rat, I guess you could say. Right. I was kind of in the leagues there. So I really just enjoyed sports my entire life. And I think I haven't even told this story. I like when I was in middle school, we had this makeshift flag football team. And I ended up hurting a guy. I don't think I broke his nose, but I hurt his nose. And I remember it so vividly, A, because I loved playing flag football. B, we were not allowed to be doing that during recess. And C, I have always been and will continue to be an athlete, even though I don't play professionally. So, but I've always just enjoyed playing sports. And yeah, and then I got, so when it was kind of natural. I've always just really enjoyed talking to people, and then I've really enjoyed sports, watching sports, reporting on sports. And so I went to Santa Barbara City College, shout out to California, and got my associates there, and then went on to go to school in at CSUN Northridge in Los Angeles, and got my broadcast journalism degree, and you know, have been in the field ever since. So I've actually really enjoyed covering high school football because it's where I got my start in Cheyenne, Wyoming, which is where I got my
wow.
first sports job. And Cheyenne, as you can imagine, doesn't really have a whole lot. It's a beautiful, beautiful city, as small as it is, and it's gorgeous, but it doesn't really have a lot going on in professional sports. So every Friday night, guess where everyone is?
the
high school football field. So that's where I really got my start and really enjoyed talking about high school football. And here, it's, you know, it's the mecca of high school football here in Florida. So to be covering it has been great.
And no doubt. I mean, and you also have an opportunity to not have to wear winter clothes year round, like you would have to in Colorado and Cheyenne and like you said, it is a mecca down here, not only just for high school sports, but I mean, you're right in the middle of the best golfing and the best fishing and some of the best, you know, sports, just participation sports too. I mean, we have obviously the Dolphins and then the Hurricanes and then the Marlins and the Heat and the Panthers. But at the same time, this is known for high school football. And you and Kelly Sacco have done an awesome job with Under the Lights. Talk about that show. I mean, because it seems like it spotlights kids and teams from around the state of Florida. You kind of jam-pack it into a half hour, but you guys do such a tremendous job. What have you embraced the most about the position?
Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, and I'm wondering if there's another word for jam-pack, because the highlights that we squeeze into 30 minutes after you watch it, it's like you're kind of like, what just happened? I just got about 20 teams, you know, and 20 different highlights in there. Well, really 40 teams, because they're playing each other, right? So it's it's insane. I think really, before this, I worked at CBS 12 in West Palm. And so I had covered Palm Beach County for the last 2 years. So I really was hyper-focused on teams in Palm Beach County. So I think the best part about the position was coming in and saying, hey, I know a little bit about one of the regions we're covering, but I'm so interested in, you know, Tampa and Orlando, and kind of mushing it all together with the knowledge that I already know. So, I think what's great is one of the teams that I've really kind of, my dad always taught me to kind of be like a root for the underdog. You know, I grew up a Denver Broncos fan, right? Cause I'm from Colorado,
okay.
But
there you go.
He also kind of taught me to, you know, if a team is behind or they're, you know, all the broadcasters like myself or reporters are saying, oh, this team has nothing, they're going to lose, and root for them, you know, like, let's see what they can do, root for them. And so I'm rooting, as I step on the set for Under the Lights, for Lake Mary. Well, they've been one of the teams, you know, for me, that have, they're 3-0 this season. They had a huge upset to start the season, which, like, anytime that happens and you start the season on a good note and on a good foot, with an upset, I mean, man, you can do anything the rest of the season. So, for me, it's been awesome to see teams like that, that you weren't maybe thinking of as the season started. They're not, you know, in comparison with Tampa Bay Tech or IMG or some of the bigger schools, but I love to see that. So it's been such a joy even the last 4 weeks, and we got a lot more to go here, but seeing teams like that grow has been just such a joy in my position. And Kelly and I certainly have, we have so much fun on the set. And then when we have you on, it's like, I mean, it's awesome to have you on and go through the top 20 rankings, because we just were so interested to hear your opinion. And, you know, you've covered this, these teams for so long, and you're so knowledgeable. So it's kind of fun to, like, mesh everything together.
Right. Anna Logo joining us, the co-host of Bally Sports Under the Lights. The one thing, too, is I've noticed, I mean, because you and Kelly, as you mentioned, I mean, you're a great team. You work well together. I mean, and she's got that Energizer Bunny thing. She never stops. And I mean, she's fun. It's contagious. I mean, because, you know, you get in there and you want to do a good read, and you want to, I mean, and I see you guys, especially when I come on for the rankings, because I like to get into to Mr. Shed's, into his top 20 all the time, because I don't know where he, you know me, I don't want to say anything, but I say to him, I say, wow, where'd you come up with this? You know, so I'm really gentle when I do it, and I'll say, well, you know what, let's project down the road. But I enjoy it, and I enjoy working with you guys, both of you guys. I mean, I know it's hard work that you guys put in, and it's a lot, you know, people think it's just go in there and read this, but there's a lot of work, and the producers and the directors, I mean, you give a lot of props. I know that I noticed also that you've covered all the sports down here. When you were with Channel 12, you had a chance to do Dolphins and the Marlins, and talk about that, because I think that's exciting as well.
Yeah, no, it's funny. First of all, I don't know if you know this, but Kelly does not drink coffee. So her as an Energizer buddy, Bunny is, no, it's incredible, because I remember the first time that I truly met her, and I think I offered to get a coffee or something. She's like, oh, I don't drink coffee. I'm like, you are superwoman to me, first of all. No, she's great. But it's interesting because, yeah, when I've covered, yeah, the Marlins and the Dolphins, and I think I even saw Kelly, you know, because she works for the Marlins as well for, you know, Bally Sports. And so I think I saw her at a game one time and was a little bit shy and didn't want to say anything. And this was, you know, months and months before we actually knew each other. So it's always cool to kind of reminisce on that moment as well, not knowing her. But yeah, I mean, it's been great. Last year was so different, Larry, because of COVID. So, you know, you're going to these games, you're not seeing, you know, for the Marlins, there were zero fans at the game, right? At Marlins
right.
Park, which is,
right.
Yeah, now, you know, now a different name. But it was just so eerie almost being at the games and not having, you know, the fan presence, but still having the full broadcast schedule and the players there. So, yeah. It's, you know, I got to see, you know, training camp from the Dolphins perspective when I first got here 2 years ago with fans. You know, everyone is around and cheering for the team. And then you also get to see it when there's no one around. And it's just, you know, it's kind of this eerie feeling. So I'm definitely glad that fans are now back in the stands. And same for the Marlins and whatnot. But yeah, it's been great to cover both of those teams. It was so nice to have the Marlins have their first winning season in what, 17 years last year.
Yes.
And be,
yes.
You know, when you're a reporter, you're a part of that, right? Like, it's, you don't have to be this deep fan, you know, someone who's been a fan for 10, 15, 20, 25, you know, 50 years to
sure.
really appreciate what a team does. So, in everything that, whether it was the Dolphins or the Marlins, any type of move they made, you feel really connected to them because you cover them so deeply. So, you know, from a reporter standpoint and covering this area, that's how I kind of function, I guess. And that's
yeah.
why a lot of people would be like, oh, well, what are the Denver Broncos doing? Well, yeah, I grew up watching them, but I'm like so indebted to the Miami Dolphins and watching them grow and knowing what they're doing on an everyday basis that's who I'm covering and that's who I'm watching. And at the moment, that's who I was a fan of. So, you know,
nice.
That's not how it is for maybe every sports reporter or broadcaster, but that's the way that I function. So, like I said, it's been really nice to kind of watch the Dolphins grow, the Marlins grow. I know they don't are not on track for a winning season right now, but we don't have
no,
to get into
no.
that. That is okay. but
it'll happen. It'll happen.
It'll happen. Yeah, it'll happen.
Yeah.
From a Dolphins standpoint too, it's cool because some of the kids that, you know, some of these athletes we're covering in Under the Lights on Mondays, you know, end up being drafted by the Dolphins. And it's so cool.
No doubt.
It's like so cool to be talking about them and then you see them, yeah, you know, go off to college and inspire and compete. And then one day their name is called for, you know, the team that you have been watching for a couple of years. And it's just such a beautiful moment. So I feel like we are, you know, as an Under the Lights crew, giving the community this like first look at athletes who are going to be on the main stage one day. So it's great.
It is great. Anna Logan joining us. She is the co-host of Bally Sports Under the Lights program that's on every Monday evening. While we're on the air here, but I get a chance to look at it on the TV and quickly glance at it. Have you always been a baseball fan? Because you, like, growing up, were you a Colorado Rockies fan? Did your dad take you to games when you were younger? How was your love for baseball? Because I know you're a big baseball fan now.
That's a good question. We went to, it was more honestly Denver Broncos game. So I did go to a Colorado Rockies game when I was younger. I think it was like middle school, and it was a middle school trip to the nosebleed.
Okay.
Like, you know, it wasn't anything insane where it's like your, you know, first row behind home plate. I definitely have been to one. Yes, I'm a baseball fan. I'm not sure what what you're calling out there more. It was more of the Washington Nationals for a little bit
right
there. My fiance played in the minor leagues for them. So, you know, by trade, I have to be a baseball fan in some aspect, right?
Okay.
I can't be
all. Is he still playing?
Football,
does he still play?
He is not, you know, he is not playing right now. He's retired right now. So,
okay. That's a good thing. So at least
it has. Absolutely. It has been such a great journey for both of us. And we both still have, you know, tremendous love for the game. And it's just been, you know, it's just sports in general are just so beautiful and how they unfold in people's lives. And I mean, just like you were saying, it's something that my dad and I, again, more football than baseball. But when okay. I came out here and truly started covering the Marlins, it was kind of fun to watch them progress.
Good stuff. Anna Logan has done you're the best, man. You, between you and Kelly, you guys,
you're the best, Larry.
Make that show possible. You guys do a great job. I can't wait to see you guys on Sunday. Thanks so much, Anna, for taking the time on this Monday night for us.
Thank you so much, Larry. We will see you on Monday, and it's always a joy to have you in the studio. So thank you for being on our show, and thanks for having me on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.